some of these earlier programs. Again, the phone number is 888-221.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from her series, Bold, Confident, and Courageous. Are you ready to conquer your fears and leave insecurities behind? You can choose to live a courageous life even in the midst of things that feel fearful. God can help you do it afraid. In this series, you'll develop the courage to step out and find God's will for your life. Learn to trust God in the face of fear and step into His amazing plan for your life. Now, here's Joyce with today's series, Bold, Confident, and Courageous.
Dear Fear, I only refer to you as dear because of our long-term intimate relationship, and certainly not because you're dear to me in any way. In fact, you've been a tormenting influence from start to finish. You've told me lies and prevented me from doing the things I wanted to do and should have done. You are indeed a miserable, wretched companion and one that I no longer am willing to be involved with. I'm writing you this letter to let you know that from this point forward, I will not fear. Although I may feel your presence, I will not bow down to your demands. I have a friend whose name is Jesus, and he has promised he'll never leave me nor forsake me, but to be with me always. He is indeed a powerful friend, and although you do have some power, he is by far much greater than you are. You can come against me, but Jesus lives in me, and the power of the one that is in me is greater than you are. If you don't believe me, see 1 John 4:4. Although I cannot prevent you from coming to visit, I do want to give you notice that you will be ignored. I am far too busy now fellowshipping with my friend Jesus and developing an intimate relationship with him to give you any of my time. The more time I spend with Jesus, the more courageous I become. He is teaching me a new way to live, one that is exciting and adventurous, one that is fearless. I also want to inform you that since I have so much experience with you and know how self-defeating it is to listen to you, that I now intend to tell as many people as I can what a thief and what a liar you are. The years I have wasted with you will be redeemed, and I will bear much good fruit. Thank you for driving me to Jesus. You see, you made me so miserable that I sought a way to be free from you, and Jesus met me where I was and set me free. Should you decide to waste my time and try to visit, even after receiving my letter, I am letting you know ahead of time that you will be met by faith in God and a determination that I will not fear. Come on, give God praise. And yes, I wrote the letter. Joshua chapter 1, verse 2. Now, let me just say from the beginning that fear is something that's not ever going to completely disappear from our lives. The feeling of fear is not ever going to completely disappear. And just because you feel fear, that doesn't mean that you have to be afraid. And I don't know about you, but that was a real great revelation to me many years ago, because I kept wanting to not feel afraid, and God wanted me to feel the fear and be courageous anyway. Courage means to go ahead and take the action that you believe you should take, or that you know God wants you to take, while you feel fear. We let our feelings dictate to us way too much. And so the only acceptable attitude that a Christian can have is simply, I will not fear. So let's all say that. I will not fear. Now, once again, that doesn't mean that you'll never feel fear. Matter of fact, I can pretty much promise you that you will. But it does mean that you can feel the fear, do whatever you believe that you're supposed to do while you feel afraid. You can learn to do it afraid if that's the only way that you can do it. Don't let the feelings of fear keep you trapped any longer. There are 365 times in the Bible, they say, that says fear not. Why is that in there so much? Because God obviously knew that just like he offers us faith, Satan was going to offer fear. Everything that the devil offers is the opposite and perverse of what God offers. We receive from God through faith, and we receive from the enemy through fear. We let God into our life through faith. We let the enemy in through giving in to fears. And so we need to learn how to live from faith to faith to faith and not from faith to fear and back to faith and then to fear and faith to fear and faith to fear. Anytime that God wants us to do anything that's going to benefit us or benefit anybody else, you can pretty well be assured the enemy's going to try to come against us and make us afraid. He can plant thoughts in our mind, but we need to learn that if those thoughts are not in agreement with the Word of God, that those are the ones that we need to cast down and learn how to say the devil is a liar. Let's practice. The devil is a liar. All right. Now, Joshua chapter 1, beginning in verse 1. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, Moses, my servant, is dead. So now arise and take his place. Wow, what a job. What a job. Go take Moses' place. He'd been watching what Moses had been doing. He'd been seeing how the people behaved every time they didn't get their way. All these years, he'd been out in the wilderness with Moses and all these Israelites who were just griping, complaining, murmuring, always wanting to blame Moses for everything that didn't go right. And so now, Moses is dead, and God says to Joshua, now you arise, get up. And before you can do anything, you got to get up. So that's another whole message all in itself. And it doesn't just mean to get up physically. You got to get up on the inside first. And part of what I want to do this weekend is get people to get up on the inside. Get you determined that you're going to do what God wants you to do, confront what you need to confront, be the person that God wants you to be, and have all that Jesus died for you to have. And there's got to be a determination, a holy determination on the inside of us, and I call it getting up on the inside. You got to get up on the inside before you can ever get up on the outside. Amen. The enemy's always pushing us to give up and to believe that we can't do something. And as soon as we start going down inside, then everything else will follow and we'll stop doing the things that we're supposed to be doing. So he said, Moses is dead. Now arise, get up, take his place, go over this Jordan, you and all the people, into the land which I am giving to them, the Israelites. Now the next verse is so amazing. And if we miss this verse, we miss a wonderful message in the Word of God. Every place upon which the sole of your foot shall tread, that have I given to you as I promised Moses. Okay, now he didn't say, if you do this and that, I will give you the land. He said, I have already given you the land. Now you go take it. No, you didn't hear me. I have already given you everything that you need to live an amazing life. Now you arise and go take it. Amen. In other words, you've got to have a holy determination. Jesus died for me to be free, and free I'm going to be. Jesus died so I could be bold and courageous and secure and confident, and that's the way I'm going to live. Jesus died for me so I don't have to spend my days worrying and being frustrated, and that's the way that I'm going to live. Amen? And look at me while I tell you something. If you are not determined, you'll never have what God wants you to have. And nobody can be determined for you. I said nobody can be determined for you. But if you are determined, then nobody can stop you. Amen? Anything that God wants you to have, there's no devil in hell and no person on earth that can keep you from having it if you just won't quit and give up. So our destiny is not in the hands of all these other people. It's between us and God. Amen. Every place on which the sole of your foot shall tread, that have I already given unto you. From the wilderness and this Lebanon to the great river Euphrates, to the land of the Hittites, Canaan and the great Mediterranean Sea, on the west shall be your territory. I love verse 5. No man will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not fail you nor forsake you. Now here comes another big message. Although he said, I want you to go and take Moses' place, he's now saying, but you don't have to be like Moses. You don't have to go do what Moses did or talk the way Moses talked or pray the way Moses prayed or dress the way Moses dressed or do things the way Moses did them, because Moses was only successful because I was with him and I will be with you as I was with Moses. That's better than your acting. You know what that means? Whatever God tells you to do, no matter how impossible it might seem to you, if God said it, you can do it. But you won't do it if you don't believe that God will do it through you. Just as He is with anybody else that's successful at anything, God will also be with you. Matter of fact, if Joshua would have went out and tried to be like Moses, he would have failed. And many people fail because they never have, now listen, the courage to be who they are. They're always trying to be somebody else, a copy of somebody else instead of the original that God has designed them to be. Be strong, confident, and have a good courage. For you shall cause this people to inherit the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only you must be strong and very courageous, that you might do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Turn not from it to the right hand nor to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. So he's basically saying, whatever God has told you to do, that's what you need to do. Don't turn away from what God has told you to do. Don't look to the right or the left, but keep your eyes straight ahead and go for it. Can I just say to you tonight, whatever God has put in your heart, go for it. Come on, tell the person next to you, go for it. All right. Now, two more verses here. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you might observe and do according to all that's written in it, for then you'll make your way prosperous, deal wisely, and have good success. Have not I commanded you, be strong, vigorous, and very courageous? Be not afraid, neither be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. So in four verses, he uses three of those four verses to say, now, don't let fear stop you. He's pretty much saying, this is what I've called you to do. All you got to do is go out and take the land. I've already provided for everything else. I'm going to be with you. You can be your own person. Keep your eyes on the prize. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. And he wasn't saying don't feel fear. He was telling him to fear not because God knew that he would feel fear. But he said, don't let it stop you. Don't let it stop you. It's amazing what we lose in life by listening to fear instead of listening to God. Now, what did Jesus purchase for us with his death and resurrection? Well, first of all, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. So how much time do you waste feeling guilty and condemned? How many days do you waste being frustrated and upset and worried? How many days do you let the devil steal your joy and you're all down in the dumps and depressed and discouraged all the time? Well, then you're not living in what Jesus died for you to have. Come on. You know, I think it takes more guts to live free from guilt and condemnation than probably any other thing that we can stand up against.
Thanks for listening. Learn how to live your faith confidently by ordering today's offer, You Are Confident Package, which includes a 5-CD series and the Confident Woman paperback book. This package is available now for a donation of $30 or more in U.S. funds, and we do accept all major credit cards. You can order today's offer from our website at joycemeyer.org, or you can call us toll-free at 1-800-789-0089. Again, the number is 1-800-789-0089.
Ladies, do you need to be refreshed and restored? Well, join me, CeCe Winan, and Lisa Harper for a live streaming event, April the 16th. The ladies of Talk It Out will be here too to tell you why you matter.
Reserve your spot today. Register at joycemeyer.org/live. Set a reminder for Friday, April 16th, and invite your friends for a fun, powerful, and encouraging night. That's joycemeyer.org/live.
Thanks again for listening to Enjoying Everyday Life. Our mission here at Joyce Meyer Ministries is simple: sharing Christ and loving people. Remember, together we can do more.
It's hard to leave your home when you leave behind good friends and family.